Welcome to this beginner lesson on pitching a Reese patch with Jungle Swing and Ableton Live 12. In this one, we're building a bass that does more than just sit there and sound heavy. We want it to move, breathe, and lock into the drums like it belongs in a real drum and bass or jungle track. That means a solid Reese tone, some controlled pitch motion and rhythm placement that feels loose, but still tight in the groove. The big idea here is simple. A good Reese is not only about width and weight, it's about motion. The bass should feel like it's talking to the breakbeat. Sometimes it answers the snare. Sometimes it pushes ahead of the beat. Sometimes it leans into the next note with a little glide. That's the vibe we're after. First, set your project up for DNB tempo. I'd start around 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more classic jungle feel, you can stay anywhere from 165 to 172. Set your grid to 1/16 so your note editing stays clean. And if you have a drum break or even just a kick and snare loop, keep that playing while you build. That's important, because Jungle Swing is all about the relationship between the bass and the drums. Now let's build the Reese patch using stock Ableton devices. For beginners, Waveatable is a great choice because it's flexible and easy to understand. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. Start with two saw waves. Saw waves are a classic foundation for Reese bass because they have that rich, buzzy character once they're detuned and processed. Keep one oscillator centered and detune the second just a little, maybe around +7 to +12 cents. You do not want wild detuning here, just enough to create movement and thickness. If you want, add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but keep the spread moderate. Too much spread can make the bass sound huge in solo, but weak or messy in a full mix. Then turn on a low-pass filter. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. And add just a touch of resonance if you want more bite. Next, add some processing after Waveatable. A saturator is a great first step. Set the drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. That gives the bass some grit and helps it cut through without getting too harsh. After that, use auto filter. You can use this later for movement or just to help shape the tone. Then add EQ8 so you can clean up any muddy low mids or harsh upper mids if needed. One important thing here, keep the sub separate. The Reese should handle the mid-bass character, but the sub should live on its own track. That separation makes the low end much easier to control. So now create a second MIDI track for the sub. Load operator or analog and use a sine wave or something very close to it. Make sure it stays mono. If needed, use utility and set the width to 0%. Keep the sub clean, simple, and focused. Use EQ8 to roll off any extra highs. No fancy effects on the sub. The goal is just to anchor the track and give it weight. A good beginner rule in DNB is this. If the sub is messy, the whole bass line feels weak, so keep it clean. Now we can start writing the bass phrase. Think in phrases, not just loops. A lot of beginners fill every space, but in jungle and drum and bass, the groove needs breathing room. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI pattern, and keep it fairly simple. Use short notes, leave gaps, and let the bass interact with the drums instead of fighting them. Try a shape like this. A note on beat 1, a short note before beat 2, a syncopated hit after the snare, and maybe a longer note that carries into the last part of the bar. That kind of call and response feel works really well. The bass line should feel like it's answering the break, not just running over it. To get that jungle swing, there are a few ways to approach timing. The simplest one is manual note placement. Move some notes a little late, keep others on the grid, and let the pattern breathe. Even tiny timing changes can make a huge difference. You can also use the groove pool if you want a subtle swing feel. But for beginners, I'd recommend starting with manual editing first so you can hear exactly what's happening. Another way to create movement is by varying note length. Some notes should be short and punchy. Others can sustain a little longer. That contrast gives the line a more natural bounce. Now for the key part of the lesson, pitch movement. This is what makes the Reese feel alive. One simple method is to use overlapping notes. Write 2 notes close together, slightly overlap them, and if your synth supports glide or portamento, turn that on. Keep the glide time short, maybe around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That way the bass slides into the next note instead of jumping there abruptly. In Waveatable, enable glide and keep it subtle. Don't overdo it. The goal is not to make the bass wobble constantly. The goal is to give it a little lean, a little push, a little tension. You can also use pitch bends or automate pitch-related controls if you want more direct movement. A small pitch rise before the snare can create excitement. A quick downward drop at the end of a phrase can make the line feel more dramatic. A short slide into a note can make the bass feel more human and more jungle-inspired. A really practical way to think about this is in 8-bar sections. For example, keep bars 1 and 2 stable, add a little more pitch movement in bars 3 and 4. Make it more active in bars 5 and 6. Then use bars 7 and 8 for a small fill or drop before the loop resets. That way the bass line evolves instead of repeating in a flat way. Now let's make sure the bass grooves with the break. This is where the magic happens. Check the bass against the snare first. If the line feels good with just kick and snare, it'll usually hold up when the full break is playing. Don't let the bass constantly clash with the snare on 2 and 4. Leave space for the drums to breathe. Put some notes just after drum hits to create a laid-back push. Let one note sustain into the next bar if you want tension, but don't overcrowd the rhythm. If the line feels stiff, the first thing to try is not adding more notes. Usually, the better fix is fewer notes, more space, and a little more swing. Now let's shape the sound with a solid Ableton chain. For the Reese layer, a simple chain could be wavy-able, then saturator, auto filter, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, and finally utility. Use saturator for warmth and edge, auto filter for movement, EQ8 to clean up the tone, and compressor lightly if you need a bit of control. Utility is great for checking width and mono compatibility. If you're using sidechain compression, keep it subtle. You want the kick to have room, but you do not want the bass to disappear. A fast attack and medium release is a good starting point. Just enough ducking to create space. At this point, it's a good idea to /B your bass line with and without movement. Make one version that's almost static and another with more slides, more swing, or more filter motion. Then compare them. A lot of the time, the version that sounds best is the one that leaves more room for the drums. For arrangement, think beyond a loop. Even a small 16-bar section can feel like a real track if you vary it every 4 bars. Start stripped back in bars 1 to 4. Add more pitch movement in bars 5 to 8. Open the filter a little in bars 9 to 12. Then use bars 13 to 16 for a fill, stop, or tension move before the loop comes back in. Little changes matter. One extra note, one rest, one filter open, one pitch drop. Those small moves keep the listener engaged. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the Reese too wide, using too much pitch movement, filling every empty space, letting the sub and Reese fight in the same frequency area, and overdoing distortion. A bit of grit is good. Too much and you lose clarity fast. If you want to push the sound a little further, tune the Reese to your track key. Minor keys often work great for darker D&B vibes. Automate the filter, not just the volume. Add a quiet noisy top layer if needed, maybe the filtered noise texture or metallic layer, just enough to help the bass cut through on smaller speakers. And when you get a good loop, resample it. Recording the bass to audio, then chopping and rearranging the pieces, is a classic jungle move and can lead to way more interesting results than MIDI alone. Here is a quick practice exercise to finish. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Build one Reese track and one sub track. Write a 2-bar phrase with at least 4 notes, one off-grid note, and one slide or overlap. Add saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility on the sub. Then loop it with a drum break and listen carefully to how it grooves. If you want to challenge yourself, make 3 versions, one clean and sparse, one with more pitch movement, and one darker and more distorted. Then compare which one leaves the most space for the drums, which one feels biggest in mono, and which one feels most like jungle. So that's the core idea: build a detuned Reese, keep the sub clean and mono, use short notes and controlled glide for pitch movement, and place your rhythm with enough swing to let the break breathe. Do that, and you're already making bass lines that feel much more alive. If you want, I can turn this into a timed voiceover script with pauses and section cues, or a shorter version for a 3 to 5 minute lesson.